Welcome to the transformative teaching of Pastor Mavis Theoji, whom God has called in this generation to raise a community of Christ-like believers who are purpose-driven, passionately ablaze for God, and set for global impact. Get ready to encounter wisdom and power as these words will cause a remarkable shift in your life.
Amen. Now let me remind us that God's method of changing and turning around situations is bringing you in contact with light. Light. The Bible says the entrance of his word giveth what? Light. The light shines in darkness, and darkness cannot comprehend it. We've got good business to do this morning, so I want to see how we'll do. Then we're going to pray at the end of the service. Amen. Yes, I want to encourage us. I usually will do this from time to time, but I don't do it because I feel like I do it because it is the right thing to do. Try as much as possible to avoid engagement with your phone while in service, especially when it is something that has nothing to do with taking notes or following up on the scriptures. Are we here together? One of Satan's way to get people to come to services but have nothing to go back with is to get them engaged during the teaching of the word with something else. So it is not the fact that you came to church. It will be what is happening. What have you received? What light have you received? And in a split second, the light that is supposed to bring a turnaround can slip off a person's hand. In a split second. Have you come to the realization of the fact that sometimes you are hearing the message after it has been preached, you are listening the second time, and what you did not see, you saw? Most of the times, it is either you were distracted that moment, or for something just happened that took your attention, or you were still trying to recover from the one you heard. Another one came, so you didn't get that one. So you will skip. That is why I said, once I have spoken, twice you have heard. You will hear again. Faith cometh by hearing. One. Hearing the word of God. So you heard it now, go back again, you will hear the word of God. So I want to encourage us to avoid distractions in this service so that we can get the truth of God's word shared with understanding. Amen. Okay, so let me also say that our devotionals, we have just, is it finished? I still have copies of it. Very few copies. Get it and join us. If you have not joined us from the month of January, join us now. Every day is a good day to start reading. Every day. So much light. So much light. Are we here together? So much light. Today is what? February 23rd. Overcoming life's battles. That's where February 23rd brings us to. So much light. 24th, intimacy with the Holy Spirit. Intimacy with the Holy Spirit, you know. Understanding God's will for your prosperity. So much light. Please, I beg you, get the devotionals. It will help you. Get it. One, get for a friend, get for somebody you're trying to encourage, get for a family you want to be consistent in their prayer life. Walking in Freedom, a devotional guide to conquering the flesh. Those of you that have started reading, testimonies are already coming. Amen. Yes. Very simple, straightforward, but powerful. Then the next one, accompanied alongside that you read with this, is Overcoming Sexual Temptation. Those are the things that we're teaching this season. I will need you to go get them. Apart from the other books, last week I talked about finance in the teaching, financial fitness. Whoever you marry, their mindset will affect you. The way they reason and think about finance will affect you. Yes. So I want you to please read all these books, relationship books, financial books, success. There are some books that are in the book stand that are not our own books. They are by other authors we consider good for us to read. Reach out to the book stand and make sure you get materials. It will help you. You will never be better than the level of knowledge that you have. You are only as smart as the number of people you have read. That's the simple truth. There's no argument about it. Amen. So this morning, I'm going to advance, and I'll wrap up the teaching series today on soul ties, and covenants. Soul ties and covenants. It's been an exciting journey, isn't it? Yes, it's been an exciting journey of trying to break down what I should teach in 6 weeks in just 3 weeks. So I did the first 2 weeks in February, and this is the last. But in the midweek service, there's something I still want to show us around the subject of soul ties, you know, and that has to do with families, friends, and all the kind of connections that we will need to learn about. Please ensure to come around on Tuesday. Then on Friday, we'll have more time to pray, since Sunday service very soon will be over. But we'll pray little in this service. But we always have more time to pray on as supernatural, so we'll be able to pray more. So when I started the teaching series, I began to explain some things to us. I will build up on that this morning. So let's just start from the diagram aspect of it, then I will build up from there. The first diagram. Yes. With this diagram in the first service, I tried to explain something about the fact that regardless of whatever gender, man is a spirit that has a soul and lives in a body. Man is a spirit that has a soul and lives in a body. The soul is the connecting tissue between the body and the spirit. Are we here together now? Yes. And the Bible makes it clear. Some people argue that the Bible, man is just body and soul. But the Bible makes it clear. The word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing into the dividing asunder the bones and the marrows. It discerns the thoughts. So it enters the soul realm. He enters the soul realm and he walks in here, and he has the ability to penetrate the spirit, that God cleans us from the filthiness of the flesh and of the spirit. So if you look into the Bible, you'll be seeing spirit, soul, body. Spirit, soul, body. And that's what makes up a man that can function on the face of planet Earth. Anything on the face of planet Earth that does not have spirit, soul, and body cannot be called man, even if it looks like us. Hello? Because it's possible that there are many things around town that you are not aware of. Let's not go there. So, this is man. Now, what I'm trying to teach here is that in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, from verse 14 to 18, the New Living Translation, and other translations, of course, but New Living Translation will buttress my point more. It says, don't team up with those who are unbelievers. How can righteousness be a partner with wickedness? How can light live with what? Darkness. Go back to that diagram. Imagine that one is light and the other is darkness. Imagine that these are two human beings. And in marital relationship, God is saying, I don't want light to connect with darkness. Now, those who married before they got born again, they will need an immersion into the word of God to be able to strengthen their bonds and come into alignment. But those who are not yet married, the best time for you to make a quality decision so that you will not find yourself there, according to the word of God, because Paul said to those who are already married, if your partner is not leaving you, you have to stay there. It's a cross that you have to bear and pray that the person will change, except if your partner decides to leave you. But if your partner is not, stay. Probability is, he said, probably your character and good behavior will be able to rub off. That means it is possible for light to rub off. But he now said, see, in actual sense, don't do it. Oh, those of you that are not married, don't do it. That's what he's teaching here now. So he said, what connection has light and darkness? Why? Because if your whole body is full of light, your eye, if your body is full of light, your eye will be single. You will see one. But if this one has light and this one has darkness, and this one that has darkness refuses to change, no matter how much you shine forth your light, there will be serious problems. So God says, don't start your life, your destiny on that pedestal. I want you to start right. He said, what concord has Christ with Belial? That means he calls the second person who is not a believer Belial. He calls this one Christ. He said, what concord has the temple of God with the temple of idols? In other words, this one that is born again is the temple of God. The one that is not born again is seen as the temple of idols. Anybody can say anything. Anybody can choose to believe anything. But the word of God is the final authority for our lives. Am I communicating? So in verse 15, look at what it says there. 2 Corinthians 6, verse 15. Just follow me. I will teach a step after the other. You will understand. It says, what harmony can there be between Christ and the devil? He calls one that is born again Christ. Calls the one that is not born again devil. He that is joined to the Lord is one spirit. That's why he's Christ. And this one that is not joined to God, he's what? Devil. That's what it is. You don't have to like it. It is just the word of God. And this is the truth, whether we like it or not. I told us that in this union, no matter how good the other one is that is not born again. We didn't tag it. I'm sorry about that. No matter how good, if this one is the one that's not born again, goodness cannot eventually manufacture itself to become righteousness. That means the person who has good morals, no matter, the guy is nice and the lady is such a nice girl, she just has issues. She just believes that there is no God, but we can be good beings, forget story. That one cannot produce righteousness. No matter how righteous, are you getting what I'm saying now? This person tries to be. You don't try righteousness. You are first given as a gift. Then you begin to walk in it. So a person cannot become righteous by being good. A person is bad and made righteous, then they can now work out righteousness. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here? So a person can be good and not righteous. A person can be bad today and given the gift of righteousness, and while he is changing, in the eyes of God, he's righteous. He's far better than this one that has been practicing good. But we know sometimes when we post things to say, all these believers, they still, we understand they are getting better. They are growing. If the person has the life of Christ, he still has far higher potentials and will even make heaven than this one that is being good but does not have Christ. So I'm just helping your mindsets, so that sometimes when you begin to turn towards the direction of goodness and they are good, forget it. Goodness does not take people to heaven except it is a fruit of the Spirit. And the only way it can become a fruit of the Spirit is that righteousness is given to you. Then you bear it. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here right now? So come to that point where you understand that in your marriage, God sees this one that is not born again as darkness. He sees the born again as light. He sees the unbeliever as unrighteous. He sees the born again as righteous. He sees the unbeliever as devil. He sees the born again as Christ. He sees the unbeliever as the temple of the devil, you know, and his idol rather. And he sees the believer as the temple of Christ. In this connection, I will now take you to a second phase of illustration that will help buttress my point on soul ties and covenant. Because when you get married to somebody like this, in marriage, you will have a soul tie. A born again that is having a soul tie with an unbeliever, somebody who is not born again, it is a tie that is also dangerous. Very dangerous. No wonder when they were going to marry, guess what God told the children of Israel? He said, don't marry from them, from the Old Testament. You remember Old Testament, he told them, he said, don't marry amongst those people. When Abraham wanted to get a wife, he said, go back to my father's house, not these guys that serve idols. Go to my father's house. The things that I have taught them, pick somebody from that place. I can trust her better. Some people still practice it. They'll say, we don't want to marry from so place. But if you do it based on race, based on state, based on nationality, based on, you will fail. You can only do that based on the fact that the person is in Christ. Are we getting what I'm saying now? So, all Yoruba are like this. They usually act like this. All Igbo, they are like this. They act like this. All Hausa, they are like this. Igbo, Yoruba, Hausa, Delta, Thief, nobody will go to heaven. The only people that will go to heaven are Christians. Nobody in any tribe. That's why out of every tribe, God will be saving them out. He said, out of every tribe, tongue, and nation, he will bring all of them out and form one nation called Zion. That's it. So I'm not always in tribe. When people are so tied to tribe, do you know how many people have married wrong because their parents and their family members did not let them marry from a particular tribe of a person who is born again, and they chose a tribe of somebody who is just neutral? Then their marriage problem started. And after they married, those people that advised them have left. They will be the ones that will suffer it. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here right now? Yes. So follow me. The next diagram, please help me. Let's join it now. This is marriage. In marriage, when we're talking about these soul ties and covenants that I started 2 weeks ago, please listen, 3 weeks ago rather. Listen, get it right. If somebody is having sexual relations with another person, physically, some things happen. Part of the things that happen is that if the person that you have, the person is having sexual relations with, has HIV, it will move from A to B, true or false. Well, ask your doctor, don't try it, just ask. If the person has hepatitis A, B, or C, it has the potential of moving from A to B through sexual intercourse. Are we here together? Now, that is just a physical connection has allowed something to enter from A to B and something from B to A. So if a person has an infection, and they have relations, all of a sudden the other person wakes up days after, on weeks after, all manner of foul smells, all manner of itching and everything. How did it happen? It was just a physical connection between both of them, but biologically and physically there is an exchange that has made this person transfer whatever she carries or he carries into this one, and the other one transfers into this one. True or false? Please, let's work together. And there are many sicknesses and diseases that can be transferred. That's why these days, if you want to marry, you need to go and do a special medical scan. Don't marry any girl or any guy without special scan. Scan, because every marriage is a gift. They will give you a gift. You don't have to like this pastor, but I know that in your heart you like the pastor. Amen. Yeah. On your wedding night, somebody will give you a gift. If what they have, such as I have, give I unto you. If no be say my minor gifts. Am I correct? You see, somebody will be feeling angry. You cannot be angry with me. Argue with your medical science. I'm just talking medical science now. Are we okay? Should I continue? Yes, very good. If somebody has human papilloma virus, of which there are 40 different types, species, the person after that sexual relations has the ability to pass it to the other. And it is said that some of these viruses are so dangerous, some of the sicknesses and diseases, that they can cause, like rubella, it can cause deafness. A person has it and gives birth to a child. A child is born deaf. They don't know why the child was born deaf, except the doctor says that it was because the mother had the disease. It naturally will transfer to a child. So the seed and the offspring will carry something that the mother and father invested. Now, this one is even simple. If two people get married now, and this one is AS and AS, you know, AA and AS can work. SS and AA can work. Is that not? Yes, but AS and AS will not work. This is normal biology. If AS marries AS, chances are, you understand, that as the things flow, it is possible, the percentage is high, that an SS offspring will come out of that. This is natural explanation. You don't need any abracadabra, no. It will just happen. True or false? Now, let's take it a step after the other. If these things can happen naturally and biologically, stop pressing your phone wrongly. Just focus. Stop liking and sharing. Share the word of God. I expect that you should share this on your status now. Say, listen to my pastor. That's what you should be share. If you want to share anything, listen to the truth from my pastor. That's what you should share. The temptation is always high. People always like to share. But God will deliver us in Jesus' name. I'm not going to talk on the physical side. Doctors will come one of these days. We're going to have a health week Sunday that doctors will come to church and they will give us good education. Are you getting what I'm saying here right now? Yes, this year. So we can learn some things, because if we do not get knowledge, we are in danger already. Knowledge is power. Knowledge brings light. Do you know that as that thing is happening, it is happening at this level, physical contact. But man is not just body alone. Man is a spirit that has a soul and lives where? In a body. This bodily contact happens and all those things were exchanged. Wait, when the exchange was going on here, do you think nothing was happening here and here? So, the blood that was exchanged here, it was ratifying a covenant here. Because in the world of the spirits, when bloods mix and words are said, do you know why some guys cannot go far in life? That even if they go far, something will drag them down. When they were doing those things, they were saying, you know, I love you. I love you so much. It was a letter you were writing in covenant, and your sexual relations seal the covenant. If you leave her, to ban shake me for I'm a muelo. You don't have to like my message. I'm preaching the truth. You know why? Do during the heat of sexual relations, covenant. Sex is a covenant. The design of God for sex. That is why he said that people who are not married should not go there. Then if you are married, don't do it outside with this person. Covenants are sacred. They are important and they should be between two people alone. Except if a price is paid. That is why when people marry multiple partners, there's no way in this life that you can satisfy all of them equally. Because your covenant with A, B, C differs based on the level of the emotional connection attached to it and the words that have been said to each party. You didn't get what I just said? So the covenant levels will differ. So somehow his soul can be more knitted to this one than the other one. And his soul can be knitted to the children of this one because of their cool character than this other one. So the battle has started already. It's not his own fault. He has tie with these children, but doesn't have with these children. But with the woman, he has a tie. So this woman can start the journey of frustration of that man's life. If she's a fetish person, she begins to engage everywhere, altars. These ones that have no spiritual hold or spiritual support, she begins to fight their lives. That is why polygamy can be the beginning of your trouble in life. As much as possible, avoid it. Those who are there already, gradually pray as a man. If you have 3, 4, 5 wives, you need to pray to God to help you. You will not lose your sanity and your wisdom. I don't know how to advise completely, but it's a private advice. Yes, it's a private, for polygamy, it's a private advice you give. It's not something you want to share with. It's because there are some things we want to communicate. Amen. So when that thing is happening physically and all these things can be passed, sicknesses, diseases, you know, halitosis, mouth odor cannot be transferred, but the virus causing it can be transferred to another person's mouth. One out of every 4 human beings in the world has issues from my findings. So you that you're laughing, we can't trust you. Jesus, Jesus. And sometimes it is critical. For some people, it is not critical. For some people, it's just a mild stuff. Regular brush can help it. For some people, it is critical. Regular brush will help, but they need some other extra oral health attention to help it. That's not where we are today. Let's get back to business. Are we here together? So, in the realm of the spirit, there is a soul transfer. Now, let me show you the soul transfer. If this person has suffered trauma, that means she has suffered heartbreak. The girl has suffered heartbreak from 3 guys. When he's about to marry you, he's coming with his breaks. He has a picture and an image of how guys are, and he sees guys as cheats. So he cannot trust any guy because 4 to 5 times the trust of that lady has been broken. When he comes into your life, she will transfer her distrust and suspicion into your life. So as good as you are, you might be a very nice guy, I'm not cheating. She starts by checking your phone regularly, checking your phone. Then you see a message to another girl that says, "Hi, how are you?" He will now start asking you, "Why are you saying hi to another girl by 2 o'clock? So her suspicion has been transferred. Then you too, you now start thinking that, "I'm not like that." She say, "How am I sure? Are there not men that do like that?" "There are men, but say me, I'm not like that." "Well, I can't trust you completely. You know, they say trust nobody. You know those things they post on Downfall? If you follow Downfall, you will have Downfall life. You see all these things they all post? They all post one thing. Trust no man." It sounds very true. I understand. But the truth is this. If you are in marriage, husband and wife, in a true bond of marriage, I can trust my wife that if I give her this money, nothing will go wrong. I can trust her that if she stays with my children, she will not carry them to somewhere where they will mark their body unconsciously. I can trust her. You know, people do that. They mark the body of children, and as they grow, they disconnect from their father. They connect more to their mother. You are in a world you don't know. Those of us that do regular counseling will tell you many things that I've seen. Life can be mysterious for what people are pursuing. Are you getting what I'm saying here now? So listen attentively. At that level, that person has transferred that thing. If the person has emotional baggage, like unnecessary mood swings as a result of pains and all the things that are suffered, when they come, you just go that, "Hey, babe, Alpha, I'm okay." Their vibes will enter your space. Their energy will enter your space. Then you that's supposed to be a very excited person, you'll now be having up and down. You too, you are beginning to switch. The day she's not happy, you too will go down. Because as you are coming, say, what's that now? Don't worry. I just feel like keeping my space. So okay, no problem. So you just keep your own space. So you now be moving like this in the house. So if she's coming close, like, because you are keeping your space, her mood swing has entered you. If it's a guy that is a very terrible guy also, and has suffered from a girl that broke his heart and managed to accept you, forget it. You married a monitoring spirit. There's nowhere you are going. You will not even know when they have put up. You don't know where they have even used your number to create a dial list somewhere. That everywhere they dial your number, they are hearing the call. Do you know that people do all those ones too? Hey, they will divert the call. As in, he will become a tech pro to manage the relationship. So, indirectly, they have transferred that thing that they are also carrying into your life. So you two will now start living like that. That is another small level. That's a small one. The real one that is critical, they are spiritual baggages. If the person has a foundation that has the spirit of lust, and you eventually sleep with that person, immediately you do that, the only thing that opens you up, spirit, soul, and body, is sex. Every normal friendship will open you up. Your heart can open. I get what I'm saying. You may not have sex with the person, but your heart opens. You have a heartbreak. Heartbreaks where sex is not involved is not as critical as heartbreak where sex is involved. Go and check. Go and do your check. You hear things like, he left me. I felt really pain, but I've left him. There was nothing involved. No. But when something is involved, I am meeting law. Some people will be saying, where will I be without you? What can I do without you? The guy has gone. She's still singing. Ah, no way. No way. Come back, my love. May God help us in the name of Jesus. Are you learning something, church? Listen attentively. Now, at this level of the spirit realm, whatever baggage that she's coming with her foundation, remember Jacob and his wife. When the girl left her father's house, she carried her father's idol and took it into her husband's house. Then when the man wanted to enter a covenant with God, guess what he told them? He said, all of you, take away all your father's idols. We're about to start a new altar. Go and read the Bible now. He had to say, take away. I don't want any idol. Take away everything. Anything you came with, take it away. Because I serve another God. And the one I serve is the one who serve. That is where the encounter of Jacob started. Because the idol that this girl carried from her father's house, the idol has been doing something for them. So she thought that the day Jacob becomes vulnerable, she will introduce the idol to Jacob. But Jacob had another relationship and a covenant that was about to open up. And that's why he did not. That's the difference between Jacob and somebody like Solomon. When the women that married Solomon came, the Bible says God told Solomon, he said, if you marry these strange women, they will turn your heart against God. They will introduce you to their idols. Do you know King Solomon, the son of David, started giving access to women to offer sacrifices in high places, to Baal, to Astoreth, to demons? So everything Solomon was doing, his life had a demonic attachment. God kept the throne of Solomon. Why? Because of the sure mercies of David. But the consequences and the repercussions lived with him. When Solomon did one, he did not get satisfied. He did two. He did three. He did 500. He did 600 until he got 700. Solomon, what do you want to do with all of them? The spirit of lust will never let somebody satisfy. That's why when you start pornography, if you watch one, you will watch two. You will watch three. Until the things you watch will not satisfy you anymore. You start picturing yourself in the scene with the person. And you start picturing demons doing it with you. That's how bad it can get. Because in that realm, there is a spirit that never gets satisfied with anything bad. It just desires more. More. So a guy who is not married will now permanently bring a lady into the house. And they will be doing what husband and wife do every day. Satan has entered and says, I want to marry you. I want to marry you. No. You have put sawdust under the foundation of the house you want to build. It will never last. It will never last. Am I helping anybody? I told you God gave me a revelation of families where husband and wife smiling, beautiful, traveling. I could see them coming back, sit together in prayer, holding their children. I saw that revelation. And he said one way that the devil has been truncating this, my agenda, is through this thing. That's why many out of three marriages, out of every three marriages in the world, I hope you are aware that two are threatened now. The threat is higher. is becoming serious. The kingdom of darkness is fighting very hard. But those who are supposed to be sons of light, they are sleeping. They are relaxed. Some people are saying, now fun, now they catch fun. You are not catching fun. The devil is planning to put you inside a terrible state. There are some men that have multiple wives in the realm of the spirit. They will be fighting you. That's why the attention cannot be on you. They will always show him one other to engage with. Life is spiritual. It is not just physical. The earlier you know it and follow God's standard, the better. Is anybody getting what I'm saying now? Do you know that when some guys begin to discover that these things begin to happen in their lives and it's affecting their finance, some of them will now go and consult with one man that will now tell them, this is what you're supposed to do. See how to help yourself. Occultism has entered. They are thinking that you will now see that they are still prospering and everything. As if nothing is happening. When you enter a covenant, that sexual relations has made you enter a covenant now, a higher covenant. They will now leave your finance and say, let it continue. Continue what you are doing. Will attack you at back end. So front end, your life will be good. Then one day you see a guy who stay in a room and say, everywhere, Ongbono, there is AC. Ongbono, Rami Sheba, Ongbono. What is it? Under the sun, heat of the sun. You say, I'm feeling cold. Doctors will do all the tests and all the scan. I cannot see anything. Covenants. Life is spiritual. Then again, another person will carry the guy and say, hey, there's somewhere we are supposed to go. That Baba will do it. Then the Baba will go behind and discuss with the spirits. They are the same now. And say, hey, for my market not to spoil, help me. See what I will give you. They'll say, no wahala. We will settle this one. Another one will open later. Then when that one closes, then another thing will open. He will now realize that every time he tries to do a business, it's always slipping out of his hand. He has closed one and opened another. Life is spiritual. Many people are not aware. They just walk around town. And they're just moving around. They don't know Satan is waiting. Many men are not able to make quality financial decisions when it comes to succession. A child that has served them very well and done everything, they are transferring their property. Then they will give it to the one that Satan knows that Uriel will pay, or they must scatter. Then all their wealth and investments will enter the hand of that one. Then this one that has done well will start laboring hard and struggling. Why? Satan has planned back end that no matter what you have achieved, it will eventually go as a waste. And the only way to waste it is to put it in the hand of a waster son or daughter. The inheritance of the unrighteous is laid up for the righteous. Then one guy will now labor and have 5 million naira. Property worth 25 million naira. He can buy it for 5 million naira. Am I helping somebody? I want you to understand these things. A lady was sharing in a meeting where I was preaching how she smoked 21 sewing machines. 21 in Allen. She was the biggest pillar until the spirit of what do you call it now, nicotine drugs entered her, and she smoked all her sewing machines. And those days, Peugeot 504 Peugeot was what she was using. She smoked it. You know when they say smoke a car, it looks difficult. It's not hard to smoke a car. When the exchange is done with money and the money moves to the hand of the dealer, it will be smoked. Hello. She trekked from Lagos and was trekking back to Benin from Lagos. That was where Jesus met her. He took her to a rehab. She was already trekking. She says she's trekking back to Benin, going back to her village. Which day you go reach? You could die for road before you reach. Then had an encounter with God. I was in a meeting with her where I came to talk to the young people. She came, and another drug addict man, because it was a drug program, came that was enrolled into the Nigerian police force as a young boy in his 20s. By the time he was 30 and caught up with drug addiction, he continued. The police force dismissed him, and when he was 55 was when he came out. They now brought him to come and talk to people that are just about to enter, so that their life will not be like that. Then he now said that he has started learning shoemaking. That's what they taught him at the rehabilitation home. Which day you go get customer? I don't know. Which day will your business advance? I don't know. All about 35 years of his life wasted. Investments to the hand of Satan. Why? Some people will do that thing and their body will get accustomed to it and they will stay for 30 years. But go and read everywhere online. Even those who make it know that the lungs and the liver of a drug addict can never be the same again. It cannot. Doctors cannot alter it.
except a supernatural encounter with Jesus. That's the only thing that can change it. Because that's the only thing that can transform a person's life. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here now? That's not my discussion for today. I'm supposed to talk about sex, but let me just touch a little bit here and there. So the spiritual baggages of this person's life is transferred to this one. The spirit of lust and perversion. So maybe what this girl used to do before was just pornography, pornography, pornography. Then the spirit of lust that has transferred will now say pornography is not enough. Pornography, masturbation, bestiality, bestiality, bestiality. Then one day you will see a young girl buy a dog and keep in the house and put the dog at the back and be doing like this. Wereti bere. It's satanic madness. Do you know that there are people who are paid to sleep with animals? They're paid. They're paid. And guess what? Some people just want to watch it and use it as content. It's business. And the business will increase in these last days because the drive to see more sexually terrible things will be increasing. Then part of the things we'll begin to see will not only be animals having sex with same animals, it will be different animal breed. Human beings will start forcing them to have sex and see what it looks like. The Bible says they will invent new ways of committing sin. We are in the last days. Is anybody getting what I'm saying in this church? So that we don't think that these things are just ordinary. Satan is on a move to destroy. Mr. Joseph, take me to the slide where I'm supposed to wrap up this morning. I want to talk a little bit on Tuesday. I've moved some things. I'll talk about some other things. But let's take demonic soul ties. Demonic soul ties are perversions of good and holy things. Good soul ties are founded on love, purity, and integrity. And a woman is supposed to have soul tie with her child. As the child begins to grow, the soul tie is supposed to cut off gradually so that she can release the boy to fulfill his destiny. If she does not break the soul tie she has with her son, you will see the woman manipulating the child of the son. It will not allow the son get married to another girl, and it will be difficult. If she allows it, she will want to control the marriage. It's a soul tie. And you'll be hearing the guy say, you know, I love my mom so much. That it's a soul tie. There are some fathers that have loved their daughter in such a dangerous way that the only way the daughter can break free from that man is to run away and go and marry a guy somewhere. If she continues to bring somebody for the father, he will say, no, this one that does not have this, this one doesn't have that. Why? He likes the fact that she's serving him. He might not have sexual relations with her, but he just likes to see her. He feels that the daughter is too beautiful to be married to any other man. Stay here. It's a soul tie. Is anybody getting what I'm saying now? Have you heard of the soul ties? That's what I want to talk about Tuesday, some other things. Soul ties between mother-in-laws and son-in-laws. A girl married and the girl's husband is sleeping with her mother. Where are you coming from? We have been here now. It's the work we do. Then you see a man sleeping with the girl's father. The girl's father. You understand? The guy's father is sleeping with the guy's wife. They have more connection than with the guy. And maybe she went to tell the mistake of the guy. And he said, how will a man treat you like this? Why? And they come. Sorry. And she will fall into the hand as daddy. And before you know it, I say, daddy, stop now. Say, no. I'm here to protect you. I'm here to protect you. And we know when you want to break your defense mechanism, one of the ways your defense mechanism can be broken by a man that is about to hit your heart is to try as much as possible to create the atmosphere of trust by constantly telling you that you can trust me. Don't think that people are bad like that. Is it? They will brainwash you. And before you know it, you will drop the trust. By the time you drop it, they do what they want to do. They get out. Some of them might stay in the person's life for up to 3-4 months before they will leave. That is use and dump. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here? Yeah. Am I communicating? Do you know people have soul ties with the dead? Somebody marries another person. The person is dead, but they are not yet free. You don't understand. There are some people, they cannot marry another person after their partner dies. Because the kind of covenant they enter with their partner, it takes a deliverance to sever them before they will see any other human being. Every other human being is trash. If the man mistakenly marries another person, the journey of comparing that person till the day he leaves the earth will remain. And that other woman will live a frustrated life in that new marriage. Why? The man still has a soul tie with the dead. Until his tie is broken from the dead, he will not see a new one. Is anybody getting what I'm saying today? Am I making sense? Yes. Some of these things you need to know. How demons and demon spirits cause all this influence.
They enter. Evil spirits are able to enter through sexual relations. Because like I told you, sexual relations opens your spirit, soul, and your body. Two unmarried people in God's law are to avoid sexual relationship. As soon as they indulge, satanic spirits interfere. Because the boundary of their relationship when they are not married is philia, not eros. As soon as they engage eros, there's a demon of erotic spirits that causes that thing, that will cause them to bond together. And before you know it, they are bonded. And when that bond starts like that, Satan begins to gain access. Satan begins to gain access. All the demonic spirits in the life of A begins to enter the life of B. So there are people who have had sexual relations, they have 42 body counts. All are 42 covenants left untouched. Spirits don't leave anything untouched. They still supervise it. They are supervising it. The only thing that can break it is a higher covenant of the blood of Jesus. By repenting genuine, I'll talk about that when I close the service now, and you come out free. If the Son of Man sets you free, you are free indeed. Am I talking sense to somebody here? Every person that is not married, listen. And every married person, listen. You know, this is my message. You don't just need it for yourself. There are many of us who are trying to find what to tell all these young people jumping up and down. You don't know what to tell them. This is how you tell them. You will sit with this message and listen to it and say, Holy Spirit, breathe upon it. Give me light so that I can share. Why? The more light we have, we can deliver many more people. There are many boys and girls that are naive. Do you know some people left their home and they came to try their parents on campus? Say, since they have been timing their house, I will show them. I will show them. And how to show their parents is to go and carry satanic baggage. You're not showing anybody. You're showing your generations unborn. Generations unborn. When Abraham carried seed inside Abraham's loins, the Bible says that Levi was giving tithe. Levi was not alive. How was Levi paying tithe? He said, while Levi was inside Abraham, the things that Abraham did, they are attached to the destiny of Levi. By one man, sin entered the world. Adam's sin was credited to our account. All men became sinners, true or false? The same way, when a man begins to engage in all those sexual activities and things that I'm free, I'm a smart guy. No, all your seeds that will ever come out of you, they are seeing what you are doing. Where does your sperm come from? Where does it come from? You think it is just that biological space alone. Naturally, God did it to be created there. But what does your sperm represent? Sperm represents your life, your life, your image. Your each sperm is a seal of the man's image and identity. So that when he enters and has connection with an ovum, a new image of that man will be born on the face of planet Earth, carrying a divine imprint of the man called deoxyribonucleic acid, DNA. That's why you can trace a person 50 years, even if he disappears from everywhere, you can trace him back to where he came from. Every child can be traced from the source where he was brought out from. In the realm of the spirits, they don't forget the source. They keep records. You can forget your father biologically, but in the realm of the spirits, they know who gave birth to you. That's why when they go to one Ifa's house and they say, that's the person. Why? In the realm of the spirits, everything is open. Is anybody getting what I'm saying today? Is it making sense to you? Why I'm opening us up to this reality is because many people are engaging in sexual sin without thinking. They believe it is just ordinary. It is just normal. It is not normal. Yes. Part of the effects, characteristics of unhealthy soul tie, effect, inability to move on. When you are tied to somebody, despite you have ended the relationship, you cannot move on. Life is still attached. Do you know why a man leaves the wife and goes to marry another one and start having an affair with a lady, and the woman in the house is about to die? You know why? She has a soul tie with that man. She sacrificed her life when she was just 22, 23, 25 and left all the beautiful, handsome men that were pursuing her with their money, with their luxury, with everything. Then she gave her soul to the man. In marriage, have you forgotten when we are doing a covenant in church? Do you remember what we do? How many of you have listened to the vow when they exchange vows? Have you heard them say, my body I give to you? You don't always hear those things. That I give you my body. It belongs to you now. That woman said it, that she has given him the body. She did not only give the body, she gave the soul and invested her spirit to partner with his own spirit for a new journey that he's starting. The day he leaves her and he thinks he has found another, the spirit of that woman can haunt him to the very end of his life.
except she is appeased and accept the second woman into the space, she has the right to open up the second woman. If she does not open the second woman, they will live in bitterness, hatred, disunity, and it can affect the man for life. Spiritual things that are coded. People are just walking blind around the face of the earth and they think that life is physical. It is not physical. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here? Jacob married Rachel and Leah. Then one day, when Esau was coming to attack Jacob, remember it was Leah that he had soul tie with. The tie of Rachel is deeper than the tie of Leah. Then guess what he did? He put Leah in front. Then he kept Rachel by the side. He said, this is the one that my covenant is stronger with. You see this one, he has children for me, but if they want to kill her, they can kill her. It shows you the weight of covenants, soul ties. Abraham, David had a soul tie with Jonathan. Jonathan was supposed to be the heir to the throne of Saul, is that not? And take over the father's kingdom. But guess what? Jonathan will go and every secret that David discussed with David, he will go and tell Jonathan. And Jonathan will go and meet David and say, my dad is going to kill you tomorrow by 3 a.m. Carry your bag and ja-ba. And the father will be wondering, what is that? The father could not kill Jonathan, even when he got to know Jonathan was doing it. Why? Saul also had a soul tie with Jonathan. But the tie of Jonathan and David, the Bible describes is that his soul had knitted together. So he would sacrifice what he had with his father and give it to David. So he will say, David, sit on my throne and be my king. I treasure the relationship I have with you and my tie more than I have with my father. Soul ties. No wonder some ladies will never listen to you, even if they are in mumu love. And the guys know. They will say, oh, the jaguar, what's the funny? What's the funny? Be careful. You are the one smiling. She's giving herself to you. Something is dropping from her background into your background. The reason the finance of some guys is where it is because of the soul ties they have through sexual intercourse. Demonic soul ties, as I wrap up. Please give me 5 minutes. I'll wrap up this service now. I promise not to stay longer. Demonic soul ties. Do you have it? Do you have the slide for demonic soul ties? Please check if you have it. Number one, signs that a demon is affecting that tie. There's a demon that is supervising the soul tie. Obsession and compulsive thoughts about the person. You feel overpowered, uncontrollable. You just think about the person day and night. Even when you know it is harmful, you cannot stop thinking about the person. Your mind is constantly flooded with the voice of the person, past memories, the image, many things like that. Whether they are doing prayer, fasting, self, you still think about the person. There's a soul tie, there's a demon. Yes. Number two, uncontrollable emotional or sexual urge. So the guy realizes that now he cannot do without a woman. He's a demon. It's called the spirit of lust. Because he could survive before, but he tasted it, his eyes opened. Now he cannot stay without a woman. If A leaves his house, he will look for another one. If B leaves, he will look for another one. One. It is not the natural hunger of sex for a man. That is a demon supervising his appetite. So that some of those kind of guys, one day, they can bring 3 girls to the house. And they will be trying to drink many things. To prove power, he will do one, do two, do three. Do you know that there are some men that died on top of a woman? A man was sleeping with a strange woman he brought into the house. And while the woman was there, the man was having sex with her and died on her. In his house, on his matrimonial bed, he died on another woman. The woman pushed a dead body away and sneaked out. Police eventually, because the neighbors saw the person that entered the house last before the man died. What was he doing before he died? Sexual intercourse with the woman. Is anybody getting what I'm saying? Life is like that, but people are not conscious. They think it just happens anyhow. You have to be careful. Number three, physical manifestation of unusual oppression. You feel sudden fear, all of a sudden, sudden fear. There are some ladies like that now. Something is pursuing you. Sudden fear. Panic attack. When trying to distance yourself from the person, your heart begins to race as if you will die. You know what they call withdrawal symptoms when somebody's doing drugs? Some ladies cannot leave a guy because they have withdrawal symptoms. If the girl tries to go, it's as if the life of the girl is going. A demon is supervising that relationship. It is no longer ordinary. You feel spiritually drained, restless, or attacked at night after thinking about the person. Yes, if they threaten to leave you, you feel like your whole life is expiring and it's gone. Number four, manipulation, control, witchcraft, influence. The person tries to emotionally manipulate you, make you feel you are guilty for everything that has happened,
and make you feel that no other person will ever love you if you leave them. A demon is attached to that. That's called the demon of deception, trying to deceive you that there's no light anywhere again except in that person. And you see how many people are struggling. They can't break out. They can't break out. There are some guys in the same thing. Oh, the lady has told them that nobody will marry you because you are a useless guy. Nobody will be interested in you. It's my presence in your life that is making you. Please, baby, don't leave me. Baby, don't leave me. May God help us in the name of Jesus. Relationship has strange spiritual occurrences such as coincidence, repeated dreams over and over, a deep sense of enchantment. You feel like a spell is on you. That's a demonic attachment. This one happens a lot to many people. Repeated nightmare, sleep paralysis, or spiritual attacks. You frequently dream of the person in the dark. Dream of the person in the dark, disturbing you, sexual scenarios. You experience sleep paralysis after thinking about the person. You wake up feeling spiritually drained, fearful, under attack. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against rulers of darkness, spiritual wickedness in heavenly places. Demonic spirits are often used dreams and nightmares to oppress and strengthen their hold on people. That's why whenever you are having dreams and you are having sexually related dreams, don't take it casually, please. Don't say it is normal because I'm a human being. No. Not all of us are having sex in our dreams. There are many people doing it. There are many because there are many in the scene. There are a few of us that don't have those kind of encounters because God has helped us and we are out. There are some people who are comfortable with it. You wake up in the morning and you, as a man, just wake up and cover that all your whatever has spilled. That is not the normal, what they call it. There's the normal, what do you call it now? Wet dream that men have. That's almost normal. It is God's design system of ensuring that the man does not need to go and have the sex, and he brings it out of the system. See, God is wise. You cannot be wiser than him. If you have chosen a place to be putting it, he will not come. They will not take it away normally. Then the spirits will be the ones bringing their cup to take it. Bawa da si bayo. Odabo. That will not be natural. But is there a natural type? Very natural. Yes, it's possible. For young men. But when you have started having sexual relations, it is no longer going a natural path. Something else will take it. Unnatural resistance to breaking the relationship. You try to cut off the ties, but something will pull you back again. You experience physical pain, depression, mental torment, but you still go back again. Every time you try to break free, you face unusual resistance, setback. You just cannot help yourself. Matthew chapter 5 verse 30. If your right hand causes you to sin, the only way is to do what? Cut it off. Spiritual weakness and disconnection from God. You struggle to pray, read your Bible. You cannot do anything again. You find yourself excusing your sinful behavior and saying, it's not easy. It's not my fault. You know, I'm a human being, but didn't know before I would. You are now excusing sin. That means you are beginning to enjoy the whole pleasure. Is anybody getting what I'm saying now? You must learn to break out. Make up your mind. Make up your mind. Unmarried people, the way it affects many ladies is that you will never know what love is again. True love, you cannot know it. There will be high level of confusion of making a decision on who to marry. And men too that have engaged with 5 girls, 6 girls, 7 girls, 10 girls, they know wife material, but the Satan will not let them marry wife material because wife material will not want to marry them, and Satan will eventually pair them P to P. The right P will meet the right P. Yes, those of you that do internet online stuff, you know what I'm saying now. P to P. There's always a P to your P. May you not get the wrong P in the name of Jesus. Yes. Last one that touches my heart that is dangerous is loss of identity. I'll join it together. Loss of identity and failure to fulfill God's purpose for your life. It's part of what sexual sin can do. Samson failed to fulfill God's purpose for his life because of sexual sin. Do you know that the right person you are supposed to marry waited until they did not see you? You were still busy flexing. When you finished flexing and you came back, they have gone. You will live your life and not have another moment, Kairos, because you have missed your Kairos moment. There are many men like that, beautiful and wonderful girls that were really ordained for them that they will never meet. You know why? Because the version of them that the girl sees is not the version she can work with. Then God in his image will do in his wisdom will do a substitution reaction, and there will be a substitute for that girl to live happy. Then he will now start struggling to find, and because he cannot find the right one, he will settle for whatever is obtainable.
will be the end of his life, the pain of his life, the struggle of his life. Many people are in marriages called whatever is obtainable. That's where they are today. There are many men who are having high level of confusion. They can't choose the right girl. They have known too many. Remember the woman Jesus met at the well? Jesus asked the woman, he said, go and call your husband. Guess what she said? She said, I have no husband. And Jesus said, in that you have said the truth. You know why Jesus said that? The reason is simple. All the A, B, C, D, E, F she married to, they were married in the spirit. She did not make any full commitment to anyone because all of them have left her. Is that not? So she said, I have no husband. So Jesus said, in that you said the truth. But the reality is this. You had five husbands. Are we here together now? Those people had ties with her. So she had tasted all of them and has lost taste of a man. So when this one came again and said it was Jesus, she said, who you be? You know how many men I don't stay with? I mean, forget that thing. So she has seen men finish. But she met this one that changed her life. I don't know what you have seen. I don't know how many. I don't know how long. But there is one that can change your life. And if you make that decision today, some people will say things like, in this generation, heaven and earth will pass away. The word of God does not pass away. No generation will change the truth of scripture. Gen Zo Malao cannot change Jesus. Jesus the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Rise up on your feet, church. Until my only gaze is you, Spirit keep brooding over me till I look just like you. Before you take the act, remember the consequences. Until my only gaze is you, Spirit keep brooding over me
till I look just like you.
Until my only gaze,
until my only gaze is you, Spirit keep brooding over me till I look just like you.
Somewhere to preach, and they brought a boy and a girl and said they are brothers and sisters, but this girl has aborted close to 10 for her brother. I said anytime they have a guest, they have to stylishly, the guest comes and he preaches about power, they will try to introduce. So somebody called me and said meet them. So I sat them down. I was trying to ask them questions. Why? The boy was just looking at me like this. So I just feel like I love her. I said, you can't love your sister. The mother came back, according to the person that introduced me, said the mother came back one day and saw them sleeping. After several, when she was tired and left them. You don't understand. What is bad? And she just saw it, closed the door and left. Nothing to do. You will beat them. When you beat them, they will leave your house and go and rent a hotel and stay together. You don't know the level of perversion. I prayed for them that day. Funny enough, I didn't collect their contact. I don't know if, but I believe that prayer from my heart, I said it. But I knew that they needed more than a prayer. Anything we put as a deposit in our bloodline, they always remain. Those who escape are the ones we call the beginning of a new order. How? They severed themselves from that foundation and started a new lineage in Christ. It doesn't mean that the temptations of their foundation will not come. But when it comes, it will meet the man in Christ and not the man from Balogun family, not the man from Oshodipo family. It will meet the man who is in Christ Jesus. And that's the reason they are different. That's why you can say if any man is in Christ, he's a new creation. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. The demons that fought your mother will still fight you. The demons that fought your father will still fight you. But they cannot beat the man in Christ. That is why you have to be hidden in Christ. Paul said, my life is hid with Christ in God. It's not just to be born again. Your consecration. Purity is a force. It keeps you. I told you my dream when the witch was doing everything. And I said, why could he not break the hedge? He said, because the hedge is not broken. the serpent cannot bite. Kai, you know when joy fills your heart, goosebumps, everything. I woke up and all my system was like this. Because the day you open the gap, what killed them will kill you. You are going to pray in this service. How many of us want to pray? I'm going to lead you in prayers. You're going to pray. Are you ready to pray? A few minutes, we're going to pray, then we're going to close this service. Lift up your voice and begin to say, Dear Father, I open up to total change in the name of Jesus. Anything that exists in my bloodline, I have no connection with it again. I am that man in Christ. In the name of Jesus, every demonic suggestion, satanic suggestion that exists in my bloodline, I have no connection with it. It has no connection with me. In Christ Jesus, I declare that I am free. Lift up your voice and begin to pray passionately. I want you to pray passionately. I want you to pray passionately. Ragabaya negedele boshala gagagagagaga. Erua negesegedele boshai. Sabababaibabaiba. Ebre negedele boshande. Ezus ebre nederua shali. Eswe negedele boshanda. Ragabababababababababababababa. Elie kosume negedele boshande. Eragababaibabaibabaiba. Segedele boshaga gagagagagagaga. Syphilis, Staphylococcus, all sexually transmitted diseases. The mercy of God, the voice of the mercy of God, the voice of the mercy of God. Whatever has been contracted, Jesus. Shama negedele boshai, sababa ba 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 ba. Eswe negedele boshande rubashala, raba ba 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 ba. Seme negedele boshande la baya, sakadele boshaga ba 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 ba. In Christ the Lord, my hope is found. He is my strength, my strong, my strong. Solid ground, firm through the fiercest storm and storm. What height of love, what depth of peace, when fears are still, when strife cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. Manipulation and control through sex. The Jezebel spirit of seduction, lust and control that affects people, leading to rebellion against authority and resistance to correction. Soul ties that make it hard to move on from toxic relationship. Soul ties that lead to financial recklessness, loss and manipulation. Soul ties that lead to debts, blackmail. I declare today they are broken in the name of Jesus. They are broken in the name of Jesus. Last week I shared with you a man that is owing us a huge amount of money. Owing us. Why? Because the girlfriend duped him 3.5 million naira. He left his wife and started misbehaving. So when he was begging the children to send money, they said, "Go let him suffer in the prison small. If he daddy left, go and chair there. Go and chair there. Go and chair." Why? Because when people engage, part of the end result of men, when they begin to enter 50, 55, you know why? When a man begins to enter 55, 60, 65, he does not have the ability to satisfy his woman sexually much again. So what women do is to use them. Now, when a person young, 25, you're going to do waste like this. By the time you enter 60, 65, 70, you'll be dashing your money out. Strange women will be eating all your resources. All you just want is a small touch. They will take it and go. Then some of them will do. Do you know how many men were duped? They can't go to the police station because police will say that money lost during friendship and love. We can't solve the problem. Can't solve it. Loss. And there are some people whose children are struggling to pay school fees of 100,000, but they have sent 700,000 to a woman that's claiming she wants to start business. And that woman is giving it to another guy that is younger, helping to sponsor. There is a chain. because of the money loss. Every error that anyone is suffering, any family, I'm praying for everyone's father here that might have been making some mistakes, men that are used to promiscuity and Satan has vowed to destroy them, because you are here as a man, as a woman, stand for your parents, stand for your husband. I declare deliverance in the name of Jesus. Deliverance in the name of Jesus. May their eyes open in the name of Jesus. May their eyes open in the name of Jesus. You spirit of deception, lose your hold. Lose your hold. Lose your hold. In the name of Jesus. Everyone having sexual relations in dream, you don't know where your sexual, your sperm continues to go. Every woman, you don't know who you are exchanging your emotions with, and they are draining you. By the mercy of God, as you align to truth, I declare total deliverance in the name of Jesus. Total deliverance in the name of Jesus. Sleep paralysis, strain marks on your body, nightmares, sexual experiences, spiritual defilement of your womb. There are some wombs that the devil has vowed that what has entered there, they have children already, they cannot have more. You are not married but threatened by Satan. Today, by the light of Jesus, I declare you are delivered in the name of Jesus. Life is spiritual. Don't let anybody deceive you. What they cannot explain, they talk down at it. When they cannot explain this thing now, they will talk down at it. I say, no, because they cannot explain it. They cannot explain it. That's why they talk down at it. Those who know it, know it. Those who understand it, understand it. Reuben, thou art my firstborn. The excellency of dignity and power. Why will you not excel again, Reuben? He said, because you are unstable as water. How? He went to his father's bed and slept with his father's concubine as a first son. They moved him from first son in the realm of the spirit with the words of his father's mouth. He became the last born. Then Joseph, second to the last born, stood up from nowhere and gave birth to Ephraim and Manasseh. And he said, Reuben, I will share your children amongst all the tribes of Israel. Can't you see why many people, their children are shared and scattered everywhere? Every family that is scattered, every devil that is on rampage, waiting to scatter your neighbor, waiting to scatter your home, waiting to scatter everything about you. Today, I declare their hold is broken in the name of Jesus. Their hold is broken in the name of Jesus. Their hold is shattered in the name of Jesus. Financial recklessness leading to loss of opportunities. Blocking opportunities, unexplainable financial struggle. I declare it has ended in the name of Jesus. Sudden sickness, lack of energy to push in life, no drive. There are some ladies, if a man is not in their life, they don't have drive. They have lost all their drive. They must be attached to one person. So even if they leave a bad one, they will enter another bad one just to be attached to somebody, because they have the identity of yourself is lost. I declare, may God show you the real you in the name of Jesus. May God show you the real you in the name of Jesus. Devils of self-destructive behaviors like gambling, substance abuse, reckless spending. There are many young men that are holding money now, but they are spending anyhow. Buy this, buy that, buy that. They don't know that there is a season of a man's life where darkness will come. They don't know that by the time they think there are some things you are doing and the level of intelligence that you are showing at the age of 20, 30, 40, 50, the days of investment is the days that they are eating everything. The days of eating, they have nothing to eat. They ate their investment before they got to their future. Akipa Panandesh, Efranaka Palidash, every man that the devil is lying to you, that there's a shortcut that can help you. May the Lord God Almighty clear that deception in the name of Jesus. Wisdom for financial structures, establishment, investment, delay gratification rest upon you in the name of Jesus. You will not wake up at 15, 16, 70 and regret that you have eaten your future already. In the name of Jesus. Spirit of poverty and waste haunting the life of people. Extra work, yet seeing nothing. As a result of sexual involvement, anxiety over money,
inability to save and invest, loss of wealth, unexpected debt, demonic cycle of financial struggle. At this point, men and women begin to partner with demons, occultic altars, and say, support me, support me. Everyone that is beginning to think and suggest because sexual sin has dragged you, I declare, may the Spirit of God rest upon you for discipline. You will encounter Jesus. You will know Jesus. You will know Jesus. You will know Jesus. You will serve Jesus. You will follow Jesus. And your destiny will be secured in the name of Jesus. I pray from my heart, if you can see it, you know it, that this is the whole of my being that I'm praying out in this church. That no one will be a victim after these 3 weeks of clear, practical, instructive teachings. No one here will be a victim of any sexual, satanic attack. That demon that shows up on that screen every time that you are watching that pornography, eating you up and desiring more that can never be satisfied. That demon, I break your hold over that man, that woman, that boy, that girl in the name of Jesus. Oh, chains are holding me. It's who I choose to be. I'm free.
I'm free indeed. In Christ I'm free indeed. No chains are holding me.
It's who I choose to be.
It's who I choose to be. I'm free indeed. In Christ I'm free indeed. No chains are holding me. It's who I choose to be.
This already is a deliverance service. There's no deliverance that is stronger than deliverance by the word of God. He sent forth his word, and his word healed them and delivers them from all their affliction. The way to break out of this thing I have shown you, number one, repentance genuinely. God, I'm not going back there again. I'm not going back there again. I'd rather die than watch any pornography. I'd rather die than have myself involved in this masturbation. Sex, enough is enough. When I get married, I will enjoy whatever I should enjoy. Every person who repents genuinely, that's number one. Number two, cut off every satanic tie. If you are struggling with it on your phone, block those sites. Block anybody. Come out of that Telegram group. Come out of those places where you're always seeing men in rubbish. Come out of there. The Bible says, come out from among them. Separate yourself. Touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here right now? Those of you in the first service, that's number two. Number three is what? What? If you have anything, cut off any connection. If you have anything the person bought for you or they kept in your house or whatever it is, that every time you see, it triggers it. What are you supposed to do? Cut off every connection. Cut it off, cut it off. I say even if it's a phone, iPhone, sell it and buy another one. You must take away everything that the person has dropped in your life. Take it off because it triggers you back to the soul connection you have. And the devil uses that thing as access to gain ground into your life. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here? Number four is what now? What? I didn't hear that. Renew your mind, the word of God. Begin to renew your mind. What does the Bible say about purity? What does the Bible say about life? You begin to renew your mind. You begin to build yourself in God. The Bible says, let the words of Christ dwell in you richly. So much. You know why you need the word of God? All the demons and the devils, they will come again. Satan doesn't get tired. See, there's what they call relapse. You might have broken free from pornography, and maybe by chance there's a relapse. Don't give up. Maybe 1 month later, 2 months later, you mistakenly saw yourself in that place again. Don't give up. Don't let the devil tell you are condemned for life. Come out again. The righteous may fall, but he will rise. The difference between the success and the failure is their decision to rise. Is anybody hearing what I'm saying here right now? Rise, rise, and come out. It's better to rise out than to die there. Are you hearing what I'm saying? In case there is a relapse of any sort, any kind of relapse, come out again. Seek counsel. Help me. I was out for 2 months. I found myself there again. You load the word again. You load the word again. You stay in the place of prayer again. The same temptation is what the devil will bring. He does not have new strategies. The same. But the level of your growth will determine how you're able to resist the devil. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Is anybody getting what I'm saying? Everyone here begin to enjoy liberty in Christ. When you live here now, your light continues to shine. Any mistake that is supposed to affect your family and your children, today they are erased in the name of Jesus. Because of this repentant heart, the mercy of God locates you in the name of Jesus. Locates you in the name of Jesus. Every person whose marital destiny is already shut down, they have said that you cannot, in the realm of the spirit. By the mercy of God, I comfort your spouse in due time. They will show up in the name of Jesus. Everyone whose seed they have said they will be vagabonds. That this one, vagabonds, they call them Mama B. And all the children are going almost the same line. Almost the same line. Today, I declare by the mercy of God, the mercy of God prevails and drag your children from darkness into light in the name of Jesus. Drag your brother into light in the name of Jesus. Drag your sister into light in the name of Jesus. It is well with you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Begin to give God thanks. Begin to give Him thanks. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. While we were praying, listen, in the service, don't sit yet. If while we're doing all this, you made up your mind to follow Jesus and you confessed all these things with us, they are confessions. They are activated upon your accepting Jesus as your Lord and Savior. If you want to make that commitment, can you raise your hand? I'm going to pray with you. I want to follow Jesus. Raise your hand. Every other person, stand up and just begin to speak to God and say, Father, thank you because I am totally free. I am grateful. Begin to thank God sincerely from your heart. If you are making that commitment, you will raise your hand and I'm going to pray with you. Wherever you are, raise your hand boldly and confident. You want to accept Jesus into your heart as your Lord and Savior. Say these words after me. Lord Jesus, today I come to you just the way I am. I believe in my heart that you died for me. I confess today that you are my Lord and Savior. Have mercy on me, Jesus. Forgive me of my sins. I start a brand new life with you and I declare that my sins are forgiven by your blood. I receive eternal life into my spirit. From henceforth, I am born again, saved and sanctified. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening. We are sure you've been blessed tremendously. For more of this life-transforming messages, stay connected with us across our social media platforms at PTC Center and visit our website at www.ptccenter.org. God bless you.